Welcome to Sweet Corn on WMFO in Medford, everybody. I'm here with Jep.
Hi.
And I'm playing music that I like recently. So, you know, we're here. We're ready to talk. If you have something you want us to talk about, you should tell us. What do we like to talk about together, Jep?
I'm thinking about if your food was called foot.
Yes. Band names should be good and make you want to listen to the band. This is very important. For example, we were just thinking about who I just played, which is Couples Counseling, who is an SMFA alum of some sort. I don't know. what her story is, but I play her on my show a lot. And how that's like a pretty good band name, but then you've got bands like the Front Bottoms, where like that is a true band name that you have chosen to call yourself, or like there's a band that Clayton really likes from high school called Cymbals Eat Guitars, and that is, their music's good, mostly it like makes me nostalgic for middle school, but like that's a terrible band name. Like, I don't want to say that I listen to a band with a bad name.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big publicity thing.
Also, like, I'm thinking, like, does it not sound like a band enough for it to still sound like a band?
Right.
Like, Couples Counseling, I believe that.
Yeah.
Front Bottoms, I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah. So true.
Mm-hmm.
Not, so true.
Yeah. Which is not really an indicator of music quality.
No. It almost, like, usually isn't.
Yeah.
But it's like a taste quality, I think.
Yeah.
Like, what are some other really bad band names? Alt-J, I think, is a terrible band name.
But it also spells out what's going on for them.
That's true.
Like,
that's very true.
They parodied themselves. Coldplay. Bullshit.
Oh, really?
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Doorknob.
Jep was saying you wouldn't eat a food called foot. And I think that's true. It's way better, like, you wouldn't want to eat snails, but you do want to eat escargot. It's why we keep food from other languages in the same language that they came from.
Maybe also why we obscure words.
True.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We're all within the same vein here. Yeah. So,
yeah, we'll think of more things to tell you, and we're going to move on to some other music. Starting off with Japanese Breakfast, who I really love.
She just paces. Vision pretty, baby, as our bottoms empty broke. I'm just looking for something to do. After she was hungry, that she wanted your food. And she said, nah, then she kissed me on my cheek. Next thing I know, she was feeling on me. And I was in the MOOD. Then she said, park my car down the back street.
Signifiers and signified, and this has come up from a lot of things, but mostly because last night I was working at an event for the Harvard Film Archives. There was a memorial event for a man who used to work there. My condolences to his family, who's pretty young, but a lot of people showed up, and this guy came and he was just like sitting alone, like doing his thing, but he was like really cute. So I was like bored, I was at work, and I was like, well, whatever, like I'm gonna like low-key flirt with this guy, like I'm just babysitting the art, I'm bored. And so then eventually later, like people were starting to leave and I like didn't really have that much to do, so I was like, I'll go like talk to him, see what's up, like see what his deal is, whatever. I have the confidence to do that now, so I'll do it. And I walk over and I start talking, and I'm like, hey dude, like how do you know the guy, whatever. We're like having a perfectly normal chill conversation, and I was like, oh, by the way, I'm Helen, what's your name? And he said, I gave up my name, I don't believe in them. And I was like, okay, I get it, language is both the facilitator but also the obstacle to fully unmediated experience. So like we have to have language in order to communicate and share our experiences, but then it mediates them, and so we're never actually directly experiencing something because we're putting it through the lens of language or through the filter of language. So like I get it that you don't want a name, but like how am I supposed to flirt with you if you don't have a name? It just doesn't make any sense, and it's simply not practical. And I just been thinking about it because I was like, what? Like, of course the person I tried to flirt with gave up his name. Of course.
Good luck.
It's what I get for trying to flirt with someone at a Harvard Film Archives event.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but it's true.
I don't know. What a strange level of consciousness. Like,
yeah,
we've all been there, you know?
Right.
But you can't move in space.
No.
Like, we are, by virtue of, like, disappearing, like, we reify our existences. If you have nothing by which to be called on, like, how will you be remembered? And you can be remembered as a face, but, like, when people
But I'm gonna have to name it. When I think about him, he is now a no-named boy to me.
Would you like me to describe your, like, aura?
So, constantly? Even if you don't want a name, you're still going to be given one, because otherwise, I can't think about him a signified. He's the signified, the referent. I can't think about him without a signifier. I mean, even now I'm using him as a pronoun. Like, it's simply not possible, my dude.
While we're here, let me throw in a pun. Without a signifier, how will you be a significant other?
Bingo. Thus is the problem. That was good.
I'm thinking about it. Significant otherness?
Yeah.
All that is significant is an otherness.
Otherness creates significance. Mm.
Mandates it.
Yeah, that's how people work. Mm. If there's one thing I've learned from art historical theory, it's that people think through dichotomies and through differences. That's how we work. It's how our brains work. But I think we need to stop fighting and try to work with it. Same thing with language. Like, No Name Boy, you can't just fight it all the time. It's not going to get you anywhere.
It's definitely a stage, but like one that one would have hoped
right
to move past, you know? I'm pro this journey.
This guy called and he suggested some names for the guy. And wow. I was like, this is great. I agree. All right, we're going to listen to some more music about names.
I'm preparing a quote.
Jep is preparing a quote. And we're going to listen to Mac DeMarco. Stars keep on calling.
Thank you.
Levin's good work indeed, because I know that you care about me. I could have called my name. And I know you're long getting gone. Still it ain't the same. But when I wake up in this morning, mama, I heard her call my name. I know she's getting gone.
Calling My Name by Mac DeMarco, and I Heard Her Call My Name by the Velvet Underground. And now in the background we're listening to Shifted, a electronic group from Berlin, who are really good. I play them on here a lot.
I'm taken aback. This music is rolling through me. I love it. Meanwhile, I've prepared a small selection of Donna Haraway from which to read and expound on language. Donna's been talking about dogs and facts and fiction and remaking facts and fiction as the wording of wording itself makes fact of what is always fiction.
Mm.
So, proceeding from this, we are talking about relativism, or quote, the relation, end quote, and continue the quote, but the quote was in, within the quote. The relation is smallest possible unit of analysis. Cool. All language swerves and trips. There is never direct meaning. Only the dogmatic think that trope-free communication is our province.
So true.
My favorite trope for dog tales is metaplasm. Metaplasm means a change in a word, for example, by adding, omitting, inverting, or transposing its letters, symbols, or sounds. The term comes from the Greek metaplasmos, meaning remodeling or remolding. Metaplasm is a generic term for almost any kind of alteration in a word, intentional or unintentional.
This sounds like memes.
Metaplasm can signify a mistake, a stumbling, a troping that makes a fleshy difference. For example, a substitution in a string of bases in a nucleic acid can be a metaplasm, changing the meaning of a gene and altering the course of a life.
Mm.
Or a remodeled practice among dog breeders, such as doing more outcrosses and fewer close-line breedings, could result from changed meanings of a word like population or diversity.
Mm.
Inverting meanings, transposing the body of communication, remolding, remodeling, swervings that tell the truth. I tell stories about stories all the way down. Woof. End quote.
Excellent.
Thanks, Donna.
She knows what she's talking about.
She seems to.
I'm glad to have known a snake named after her.
Me as well. Our good friend Camille had a snake named Donna. Donna is the sweetest snake I've ever known. She's like beyond, she just like, she teaches me how to think through heat because that's how she thinks, but also like I know her by virtue of like, virtue. I love her warm body on my body.
Donna Haraway.
I'm feeling more scaly than slimy today.
Yes, definitely not slimy.
Although the slime might be stuck in my scales. Like, so down, though, like when the dirt in your nail is just, like, engraved.
Yeah, the slime is stuck in my sinuses.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Come
I
out,
can't
come
smell
out.
Anything today. Which is a shame. There's a lot of good smells out there. And bad smells tell you when something is wrong. So if you can't smell, you can't make it through the world. Donna Haraway, the snake, also taught me that. She also used to love my velvet turtleneck, and she would let me hold her forever if I was wearing that velvet turtleneck. And then I realized, this is a good shirt. It will make people want to be held by me.
I would be held by me.
Yeah.
I'm feeling very, like, held by me right now.
Me as well.
Like that moment where you're like, maybe after all of the relationships in the world, like, I'm my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps it's narcissism. Perhaps.
I think it's practical.
Practical?
If you can't be happy with yourself, as RuPaul says, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else?
You're not. But my question.
You won't effectively.
Is all my loving someone else only to love me more? Like.
Maybe.
To what? Like, as I was thinking, like, okay, I was like, all right, so your story about no name.
Yeah.
Boy without a name. Refuses to be named.
Yeah. Refuses.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Made me think of another boy that I saw. And I was like, weird. Because, like, the second time I saw him, I was like,
you're a lot more, like, boring and slightly more problematic than I had assumed you to be the first time.
Yeah.
But I realized the first time, all I ever loved was myself. Like, I just loved the feeling of, like, being able to bring myself and share myself.
Yeah.
And then, like, leave with myself.
Exactly.
So the whole time, I just fell in love with myself.
It's like when you bake something really good and you bring it somewhere and it gets enjoyed, but they don't eat all of it and you get to take home the leftovers. Or you could make more. Because you have that skill. So it's not the end of it for you, just for everyone else.
Who's single?
Anyway, we're both on Tinder. You can maybe find us if you look really hard, but it's still up to us if we want to see you. So write that down.
Oh my God.
I may be scaly, but don't bring me a fish. Don't come with me with a fish on a line.
I'm glad that trend is dying out, but it's still very much there. Very recently, much Clayton there. Said that the new thing on Tinder is instead of having a picture with a big fish that you've caught, it's to have a picture with a celebrity. And I think Clayton's right.
I think Clayton's right. But who's the celebrity? And who did you pick as your celebrity? What is your celebrity
exactly.
wearing?
Exactly. The thing is, you learn much more about them from which celebrity they pose with. I saw one and he was with Hillary Clinton or someone and I was like, I simply do not care.
Speaking of selfies with celebrities, this is like how the other Helen,
uh-huh.
my like high school best friend Helen, like just has pictures of her like at like White House events, like White House Christmas breakfast, whatever bullshit. Wow! What a stinger! What a Molly Mingerer! What a swell swingerer! My language is so swaying.
The bull. Bull.
Oh.
Bull. Sink. Bull sink.
Sink.
Bull sink.
My balls are sinking. Oh, it's the ball sink. Oh no. Oh no. I turned on the garbage disposal.
Now all the bowls are sinking and clinking.
Oh.
And we have nothing to drink out of.
I'm shrinking.
Oh.
Oh.
All right. We effectively talked for that entire 8-minute track.
Wow.
So we're going to continue on, and we're going to now listen to a band that I've really been blasting lately. My new Twitter name is Hole Blaster, because I can't stop blasting music by the band Hole.
Yeah.
splash.
Sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little uncomfortable, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextsstoprex.org.
wanna see pom-poms from the stands. Come on, come on. My fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I know you're Forrest. I know you wouldn't hurt a beetle, but you're so buff and so strong. I'm nervous, Forrest. Forrest Gump, my fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I saw your game, Forrest. I was screaming, run 44, but you kept running past the end zone. Oh, where'd you go, Forrest? Forrest Gump, my fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, Forrest Green, Forrest Blues. I'm remembering you. This is love, I know it's true. I won't forget you.
Is fetching another friend of ours, so hopefully they'll make it back soon. We have 12 minutes left in Sweet Corn. The last Sweet Corn of this year. Like everything, corn is seasonal. It comes and it goes, but it always comes back, and I'll be back in January. Maybe with the same time slot. I have no idea. However, I'll be around. You can look for me on the schedule at WMFO.org. And hopefully, you all have a nice season with whatever you're doing. Personally, I go to a barn that my grandparents renovated on their farmland, and we all have dinner in the barn after Christmas Eve Mass, and we play Buck Hunter in the basement. I played Buck Hunter on a date recently, and I was really terrible at it, and I ended up spending all of my laundry quarters on it. Dating is expensive. Welcome, Kasebi. She's here. This is more shifted in the background. And just before this, we played Gutless by Hole, Cannonball by The Breeders, Untitled by Interpol, and Forrest Gump by Frank Ocean. So that's been cool, it's been fun. Yeah, I guess we'll keep playing music. Jep, do you have anything to say right now? All right, we'll probably say goodbye again before we leave, but next I'm gonna play a song by Angel Olsen, who, if you were listening last week, then you know that I went to see her and it was incredible and I cried. She ended with a cover of I Found a Reason by the Velvet Underground, and it exploded me. I've cried at, I would say, many concerts, if not most, and I completely sobbed at that one. So we'll listen to my favorite song of hers from high school.
For bitty baby spaghetti and teddy bear in my window now. Golden child, always smile before you leave. Don't look down, God will help you spread your wings. My baby needs some milk, honey. My baby needs some milk, honey. Never ask me why she said goodbye. When baby dined at white walls, cigarettes over skyfall. Riding this light, this my song. Don't ask me why she hesitated. Almost waited, waiting room. Played it up in heaven soon. Soon I will see the king, and he reminds me. Some get presents before they even ready. I can see that she loves me. I know her heart is heavy. Telephonication nation, baby, help me testify. Well, you know I hate goodbye, bye bye blue. Somebody let the yellow in, bye bye blue. I'm gonna fall in love again on a lonely road where happiness needs us. You my baby, you my baby. I'm your baby, I'm your baby. You my baby, you my baby. I'm your baby, I'm your baby. On a lonely road where happiness needs us. I'm gonna fall in love again on a lonely road where happiness needs us. Telephonication nation, baby, help me testify. Ooh, you know I hate goodbyes, bye bye blue. Somebody let the yellow in, bye bye blue. I'm gonna fall in love again on a lonely road where happiness needs us. You my baby, you my baby. I'm your baby, I'm your baby. You my baby, you my baby. I'm your baby, I'm your baby. On a lonely road where happiness needs us. Gonna fall in love again on a lonely road where happiness needs us.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next year. Say bye, Jep.
Bye.
Say bye, Kasebi.
Bye.